The Central Pacific penetrates the summit. 1867. In 1867, the UP was coming on a mile a day, 2 miles a day, sometimes 3 miles in a day, racking up the miles, collecting the government bonds, and selling its land grants. Before the year was over, it was penetrating Utah with surveyors. Its grading crews were well into Wyoming, and its track layers were past Cheyenne. The company hoped that before 1868 was out, it would have its end of track into Utah. Along with Durant and Dodge, its directors, surveyors, supervising engineers, construction bosses, and multitude of workers thought that the UP would lay track all the way to the California-Nevada border, where it would meet the CP and thus win the race. In 1867, the CP was still short of the summit of the Sierra Nevada. Its progress was measured in yards, not miles. It was collecting no government bonds. It was not selling land grants. It could not sell much or even any of its own stocks and bonds. Meanwhile, it was spending tons of money. It looked likely that the UP would win the race. The reason was obvious to any observer. The UP was laying track over a relatively flat country, while the CP was in some of the roughest mountains on the continent. The UP had to haul in ties, rails, food, forage, and more upstream on the Missouri River, but from Omaha out to the west, it carried the supplies forward on its own railroad line. The CP had plenty of water and wood, but it had tunnels to drive through granite mountains. The UP could draw on the settled portions of the country for its workers. The CP had to rely, for the most part, on the Chinese. But if and when the CP emerged from the Sierra Nevada, it would be on the Truckee River, and then the Humboldt, where it could make time in grading and track laying, just as the UP was coming up against the Wasatch Range.